Ferguson aftermath.
Efforts to heal after a weekend of protests.
Is that web post a threat?
The High Court is examining the limits of social media free speech.
It's Cyber Monday.
After a disappointing holiday weekend at the mall.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. From the NFL game in St. Louis to the White House in Washington, the explosive events in Ferguson, Missouri are still having an impact. Today, President Obama meets with his cabinet, police, and civil rights leaders, and a commission in Ferguson gathers to try to repair the damage in the wake of the police killing of an unarmed black teen and a grand jury's decision not to indict Officer Darren Wilson. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest.
Ferguson begins another week dealing with the fallout. During the weekend, the man at the middle of the controversy left the police force.
Officer Wilson is no longer an employee with the city of Ferguson.
Mayor James Knowles put as much distance as possible between the city and Wilson. For most protesters, it wasn't enough.
Forget about resigning. He needs to do some jail time. And then that's when we had justice.
The weekend saw protesters invade numerous stores and shopping malls. Those protests were largely peaceful. Yesterday, a surprise protest at the St. Louis Rams game. Five players raised arms in a hands-up, don't-shoot pose. One of those, tight end Jared Cook.
We wanted to come out and show our respect to the protest.
Not everyone is happy. Jeff Rurta with the St. Louis Police Officers Association.
We find it offensive that there are people that continue to perpetuate this narrative.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Ferguson, Missouri.
Is a social media rant just harmless expression, or can it be considered a legitimate threat? The U.S. Supreme Court today considers free speech rights in the age of Facebook. Here's CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnano.
Fast-paced social media posts test the limits of free speech. Today, the Supreme Court considers drawing boundaries. After Anthony Alanis' wife won a protective order against him, he reacted with Facebook rants such as, put it in your pocket, is it thick enough to hold a bullet? Just venting, he claims, not actually a threat. Tom Brecka of the Thomas More Society represents animal rights and anti-abortion groups that worry their use of provocative words will be restricted.
If somebody doesn't really intend to harm somebody else, but to call attention to evils of the status quo, that speech ought to be encouraged, not criminalized.
People can get on the internet and say, I hate women as much as they want.
But Cindy Southworth of the National Network to End Domestic Violence says when a person is specifically targeted, free speech protections vanish.
If we have the U.S. Supreme Court essentially condoning committing violence against women, it will just embolden additional offenders.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Retailers are taking stock of Black Friday as they look forward to Cyber Monday. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Conveyor belts at Amazon warehouses going into overdrive. Or are they? Black Friday sales down 7%. And CBS's Larry Maggot says today likely won't be better.
The National Retail Federation, which actually coined the term Cyber Monday, is expecting this year there'll be slightly fewer people shopping online than there were last Cyber Monday.
But that's partly because lots of retailers began offering deals last Thursday or before, says CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Maybe suddenly they're going to say instead of Black Friday weekend, they're just going to call it November, whatever it is, we are doing it differently.
But sharp-eyed shoppers will still find some online bargains today, Steve.
Well, some much-needed rain is falling in much of California.
I wasn't prepared for this much rain. I'm happy that it's raining. We need it. It's just cold.
And the rain in Southern California has triggered some damaging mudslides. Rain and fog in the San Francisco Bay Area snarled many holiday travelers. Weekend storms were a good thing for Northern California ski areas. Some places got up to 9 inches of snow. And forecasters say a fresh batch of Arctic air is settling in over the upper Midwest. The mystery of a missing Ohio State football player ended over the weekend when police discovered the body of 22-year-old Costa Kara George. He died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Teammate Joe Ramstetter says Kara George was a positive force in the locker room.
Always had a big heart, you know. You just loved to hear what he had to say. He had great stories. Was a guy that you're going to miss not being able to be around him.
His mother last heard from Kara George Wednesday by text, saying, I'm sorry if I'm an embarrassment. He had complained of confusion after several concussions. Now to Jonesboro, Georgia, and the story of a 13-year-old boy reported missing 4 years ago who was found over the weekend. He was discovered behind a false wall in a home, his father and four others under arrest. Neighbor Julie Pizarro says she had seen the child.
He's outside at least once a week doing the yard work. There was no evidence of distress. He didn't seem like he was reaching out, like, oh, please help me.
The boy was reported missing by his mother after he visited his father in 2010. He managed to send a text message to his mother to help police locate him. Overseas, new clashes in the streets of Hong Kong. Pro-democracy protesters squared off with police as they tried to surround government headquarters. Demonstrators were able to push past some police lines and block traffic. 40 were arrested. The U.S. government says procedural steps need to be completed before an American couple can leave Qatar. Matthew and Grace Wang were cleared of wrongdoing in the death of their 8-year-old adopted daughter. Their passports were pulled over the weekend as they tried to leave the country. Well, Jenee Rice says her husband, the former Baltimore Ravens star Ray Rice, told the NFL the truth right from the start about the punch that knocked her out in a casino elevator. Commissioner Roger Goodell had indicated Rice was ambiguous about it when he was first suspended for 2 games. Last week, an arbitrator tossed out Rice's indefinite suspension, calling the penalty an abuse of discretion. Jenee Rice spoke to NBC's Today show about the night she was knocked unconscious.
I was furious. We came home and we didn't talk the entire ride.
But she says she never thought it would be the beginning of the end.
Of course, in the back of my mind and in my heart, I knew that our relationship wouldn't be over because I know that this isn't us and it's not him.
Ray Rice is now a free agent, able to sign with any team. Jenee Rice says getting her husband back into the league is going to take some work. New government research says despite warnings, too many parents allow infants to sleep with blankets and pillows. It could pose a suffocation risk. 7 of 8 parents used blankets in cribs 20 years ago. The report says half do today. In overseas trading, oil prices hit a 5-year low today. One trader says the oil market is in panic mode. Thin mints? There's an app for that. CBS's Tom Foti says that's just part of one organization's bid to get its tasty fundraising product to your door.
Given that it is now Cyber Monday, perhaps this is a good time to spread the word that the Girl Scouts, of all people, are going big-time digital to sell you their famous, if analog, cookies. If their Scout councils and guardians say okay, Girl Scouts of the USA will allow its cookie-pushing go-getters to do their cookie pushing by mobile app and personalized websites.
It's thought about half of the 2 million members of the Girl Scouts will use technology to help sell cookies. Seems shopping wasn't the only thing people did after polishing off the turkey. Many went to a movie. The new Hunger Games film was number one for a second straight weekend at the box office. It took in just under $57 million. The animated spinoff Penguins of Madagascar was second with $25 million. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.